other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Thursday, the 12th day of February, 2009. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, continuing with our ongoing series with state representatives from New Hampshire and Washington State, Missouri and Oklahoma, many others coming on throughout the rest of the week and into next week. Representative Cynthia Davis from Missouri. We had another Missouri lawmaker who introduced the bill. She's a co-sponsor. Jim Guess introduced it. Will be joining us coming up in about 15 minutes. Then we're going to have open phones and cover news for an hour until Mark Dice joins us of the Resistance Manifesto. And then I promised to have him back on. I had him on to comment on the parallels of the Palestinians to what happened to Native Americans here in the United States. A Native American leader and also a movie star. He's in most of the big movies you see where they have Indians portrayed. Russell Means is also involved in Wounded Knee 2 and everything else. Quite an interesting fella. And he's leading the breakaway of four states that are Lakota territory. Probably heard about that in the last year, so he'll be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. Dovetailing with all the other secessionist things that are happening. And it's not secession against the United States. The U.S. is gone, and there's no prayer in getting it back. It's like if you got a horse and the barn door gets left open and your horse is gone, you walk into the stall and the horse is gone. You don't say, my horse is still here, and start feeding an imaginary horse. You go out and admit the horse has been stolen, and you go out and look for it. You put up some signs. Same thing if your child came up missing. The country has been taken over. There's no way to deny it. Newsweek, Time Magazine, both of them the last week running headlines, Time had a headline, The New World Order, and says a foreign offshore global bank will control the United States and knock our heads. Exactly the dream of the Trilateral Commission. It's happening. I know police listening. You got all those FBI training manuals and all that, extremist training, and I told you it didn't exist. Remember, the crazy say foreign banks are going to overthrow the U.S. and run everything and have carbon taxes? No, we just read their documents. We just read the congressional hearings on it. We just tried to save the Republic. Now they're robbing all of us, including you. Who are you going to join? I've had a lot of police emailing me and calling me and running into them on the streets, and they'll just come over in a 7-Eleven or wherever and say, Alex, listen, we know what's going on. Most of us are with you. We're not out tasering people to death. Be easy on us. Look, some of us didn't believe you years ago, but we know it's true now. What do we do? So that is exciting. That is good. The problem is a lot of the good cops are leaving the force because they just can't handle it, and they're hiring these thugs. You know the bully you had in high school. And you could tell. You can see when a nice cop, doing his job, whatever. But then you see other ones who are just crazed on power trips. They should be embarrassed for themselves, but they're not. And all I'm saying is, you work for the New World Order now, and the New World Order is coming down on the people. And so I'm just pointing out the position you're in. I'm your best friend. I'm your best friend. And I'll talk to you straight. And I'll talk to the military straight. Now, I know Ron Paul got more presidential donations, 70%+ of the Republican donations. He got the second most donations overall for the military, Barack Obama, because the troops want to come home. Upwards of 80% of the troops in polls that the Army Times have done don't want to be in Iraq or Afghanistan. So he got the most Republican donations, 70%+ of the Republican donations, and number two compared to Obama from the military. So we know that there's still a lot of great folks in the military just by that, but still, they're hiring aggravated felons. They're bringing in illegal aliens. It's a foreign military more and more.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I get emails and see comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I scan over them saying I'm lying about Obama, that he's not appointing all these lobbyists and breaking his promise. They even email me saying I'm lying. Lindsey Williams is wrong. Oil isn't $50 a barrel. It's more. No, it's actually $42 right now. They say that he is pulling the troops out of Iraq, that I'm a liar. Well, first he said 6 months, then he said 16 months. Now they're saying 23 months. Now they're saying longer. You can just, I have the mainstream news articles. I mean, this is announcements by the White House, but his followers are living in total delusion. Wantonly ignorant, and I that just only encourages the criminals running things to rape you that much worse financially. That's why they're making their move on us. They know that the nation is predominantly suckers. Now, there's a giant minority of Americans who see through everything. And there's some of the sheep starting to wake up of the mass group out there braying, Obama, Bush, keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. So we'll be going over that today. Also, there's all these mainstream news articles trying to destroy confidence now. While they were busy setting up the implosion, they told you, invest in the stock market, get into debt. It's lies. The derivatives won't hurt you. We don't need to regulate the big central banks. And then now, the Atlantic Magazine and AP and Reuters, the New York Times, I mean, they're saying it is a depression now, and it's going to be worse. But the government and the banks have a way to save you, the very banks that engineered it. I just can't get over it. And then there's all these articles. Lawmakers delay vote on bill charging obese employees more for health care. By the way, if you're 5'10 and weigh 180 pounds, you're obese. There's a lot of people I know who are 5'10 who are just big boned and look skinny at 185 pounds. Folks, at 185 pounds, and I'm 5'10 and a half, I look like Bruce Lee. You can Google Alex Jones, you know, muscle pictures. Because years ago, somebody took a picture of me in the gym, and it just showed up in the newspaper. And that's me at 185 pounds. I mean, ripped, looked like Bruce Lee. I weigh 255 pounds, and I am chubby now. 255 pounds. But I'm certainly not obese, and I am ripped. I mean, 2% body fat at when I was 185 pounds when I was like 22, 23. But I'm obese, and this is starting with government workers. And then they're saying, you're not going to get your health care taken care of now, or you're going to pay more for it, or it's going to be rationed. And old people, if you go blind and we have a cheap surgery to fix it, we're not going to do it. I mean, that's in the spending package they've now passed through committee, and they're about to finish up in the next few days. Bloomberg AP reporting on it. So this is the starting of just total social engineering. Even if you have the money for a medical procedure, they're not going to let you have it. And they admit it is the British model. I've got to commend the Huffington Post. I mean, it is a liberal left-wing publication, but they came out a month ago and admitted that Obama's funding eugenics and forced sterilization and infanticide and abortion in China and eugenics in Africa, and really called it what it is. But meanwhile, Pat Robertson was praising it. The world is upside down. Well, here they are saying Obama reopened the 9/11 investigation, a call for him to look into it being an inside job. I mean, this is a big publication. This is pretty much establishment. I don't know what to make of that. Well, I mean, their readers are pretty much decent people that know it's an inside job, so I know they're demanding that these Daily Costs and Huffington Post and others expose government-sponsored terror. But I've got all this financial news here that is just amazing. Here's one. Deluge of financial calamities looming by mid-March. As horrible as the financial news for currencies and paper assets has been since mid-2007, it looks like the worst is yet to come, perhaps as early as next month. Over the weekend, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, told a gathering of Southeast Asia central bankers that the world's advanced economies are already in a depression and that the financial crisis may deepen unless the banking system is fixed. Now, by fixing it, we're in a depression. You've got to fix it. A giant world bank ruling every country. That will fix it. Sign on to this. Sign treaties with us that NATO and the U.S. will militarily attack you if you don't follow our banking rules. And I mean, this is world government of and by the bankers. When they engineered it all, they did it. And they're the ones running the fixing of it. The fixing is making it even worse, and they want you to be a feudal serf in their own words. So they're not trying to fix anything. You know, I told people that, what was it, back in 2004, they passed that bill that they pushed to the public as, we are going to give you total medical privacy with your records. It totally federalized clinics, dentist offices, hospitals, every form of a medical procedure where they have to put into computers everything that was done, everything, every prescription. And then when you go get your prescription, they instantly upload everything, your prescription, to the feds. No judge, no jury, no Fourth Amendment. Just like know your customer. Everything you do in your banking, the government just goes right into your bank accounts. And constantly, government people are caught stealing credit card numbers and robbing people. And they use that as an excuse for even more control and more surveillance. And, I mean, it's just incredible. People don't believe me about that, but here's Arizona tracking prescription drug users. Arizona has launched a new computer database. No, the feds are just now letting the state tie in. AP. Arizona has now launched a new computer database that tracks prescription drug usage. The information is stored in a state-managed, centralized database that can be accessed by doctors and pharmacists around the state. And then when they want to go after Joe the plumber or somebody and find out everything about him, find out what medication he's on, they want to find out what medication you're on, they want to find out if your wife is, you know, had breast implants. They want to find out if you're taking herpes medication. They want to find out if you've got a genetic problem. It's all in there now. Remember, for 36 years, everybody born in the U.S. in a hospital has your blood taken, put in a world DNA database. Nobody believed it, even though I had congressmen on. Now it's public. Bush signed an executive order saying it's legal, because it was always illegal before that. And we were talking about California last week, and then earlier in the week we were talking about Michigan. Here's one. PA judges accused of jailing kids for cash. Judge allegedly took $2.6 million in payoffs, but juveniles in lockups. Hillary Transu was sentenced to a wilderness camp for building a spoof MySpace page that lampooned her assistant principal in Whitehaven. On Friday, she said she did not have an attorney, nor was she informed of a right to one. She was sentenced by the county judge, Mark Civarella. Now, this is AP as well. And it late to class three times, push another student, use a cuss word, 6 months or longer. You can go read these cases in a labor camp, in a forest labor camp. Now, these are private camps that get federal and state money, so they pay the judges to put the children in. There needs to be an investigation in Austin. I've seen KI pieces and others where they're saying it's good here in Austin, where it shows the portable buildings they built on that aren't real courts, and they just call the kids in front of their parents, scream at them, and say, sign this, because it's because no law was violated, and they sign it, and then they go, now you're on probation. One more thing, you go to jail for 6 months. Now they're in the system, now they're on probation, because they trick you into signing onto probation. And there's massive money involved, and they headhunt. That's why your neighbor hears yelling and screaming in your house. They call the police. They show up. Nothing's broken. No one's hurt. Police are told, or they're written up, you will take somebody to jail. And so they take somebody to jail, because then the city gets federal and state money for every person they arrest. It's thousands of dollars. So there is a bounty to get you into the system. If you put your children in public schools, you are insane. I mean, the way things work now, I would have been in prison the things I did in junior high and high school. I mean, fist fights, you know, we'd be out fist fighting, and the coaches would come up, and if somebody didn't get hurt too bad, they'd go, oh, man, that's great. You guys need to do that on the football field. Because they were macho. They were into that. And I'm not even saying that's particularly a good thing, but this culture is completely gelded. I mean, I remember in Rockwall, the coaches just loved me because they were all macho. They all had John Wayne in their offices, and they just loved it. They'd have boxing matches, you know, after in the off season, they'd set up a ring in the field house and. But now it's just, oh, my gosh, you shoved someone, you're going to jail for 6 months, and then there's secret payoffs going on to put the young people in the prison. Let's just stop right there and go ahead. We did get the state representative on. We're about to go to break. Representative Cynthia Davis, she has introduced and signed on the legislation. We had the representative guest on from Missouri as well yesterday, part of now upwards of 20 states filing or who have passed resolutions reaffirming the 10th Amendment, saying the feds do not control them. Good to have you on, Representative Davis.
It's good to be here.
We're about to break, but when we come back, tell us about the particular legislation.
All right.
Specifically, how many pieces are introduced in Missouri? Because I'm seeing multiple pieces declaring 10th Amendment.
Well, I am not aware of how many other pieces are passed, being introduced, but I'll tell you this much. If most of us would introduce something, that'd be a guarantee it will pass.
Absolutely. We'll stay there. We'll come back and get into details with you after this quick break as we continue to follow. It was 8 states last week. It was 10 2 days ago. And then I saw reports of scores of other states signing on. So I've got to get an actual number. Jack McClam said he had an article saying it was more than 20. So we're trying to track this. Stay with us.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Now, we had Representative Guest from Missouri on yesterday who introduced H.C.R. 13, claimed sovereignty for the United States under the 10th Amendment. We have H.C.R. 6 out of New Hampshire saying no to the FEMA camps and martial law. Got those folks coming on tomorrow. It is now 21 states claiming sovereignty. We just got a full list of those. Will you IM that to Kurt Nemo and to Watson, both the webmasters for Prison Planet and Infowars.com, so we can get this up? This is very important. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Joey V. We've got her this segment and into the next. Representative Cynthia Davis, she's introduced a separate bill, and that's give us that bill number and tell us how yours deals with declaring sovereignty.
Well, mine is called a House Resolution, And the big difference between House resolution and House concurrent resolution is the concurrent resolution means you have to have the Senate agree to it. And like most states and even, you know, I mean, the Senate is a separate and distinct body, and I don't have any faith that they're going to take care of business.
So your H.R. 212, the feds are trying to force the states to not be able to choose whether to have abortion be legal or illegal. You're saying leave that to the states.
Yeah, I mean, here's the point. Look at the way the president of the United States was elected. Every state has its own choice of who they want. Now, same with pro-life issues. We have pro-life laws that are tailored to our constituency. So maybe the people in Missouri respect life more than the people in Massachusetts. So that allows each state to pick what is fitting of their residents. If I pass a law on pro-life issues and my constituents think that's out of their taste, then they can elect different lawmakers who will pass a law in their taste. So really what they're doing is slapping the face of all the states and saying, no, all the states have to have the same local flavor as what the people in Washington, D.C. have.
And specifically, they're trying to federally say abortion will continue in all 50 states, and you're saying, hey, that is for Missouri to decide with our state.
Yeah, it's clearly up to us. It's not just abortion. It's having who pays for the abortion. It's what kind of abortions we do. It has to do with if, you know, we in Missouri think that parents are smarter than maybe some people have in other states. I can't help that, but the Missouri parents should have a right to give approval to an abortion for a minor in Missouri. Other states don't have that law. But what they're doing is they're stripping us of our own rightful authority to define our standards in Missouri.
Well, you're right. What they're doing federally is lining up with the U.N. treaties, like the U.N. Treaty on the Rights of the Child, that says by law it's a felony if parents try to get involved stopping their 12-year-old daughter from having an abortion. So what's happening is the feds aren't just federalizing, they're internationalizing.
Now, where mine fits in with that Freedom of Choice Act is sometimes you need a spark to ignite the flame to get people really angry. And that's what the federal government is doing with this threat to take away our state laws as they pertain to abortion. But the root of all these issues is the exact same problem, and that is the states are being disrespected by the federal government. And this grand overreaching is pervasive, and it's getting worse. And this abortion issue was the perfect catalyst for helping people see how bad the problem has gotten and how much worse it's going to get if we don't do something to stand up to a bully.
Well, I was about to say that this is a precedent setting, what they're trying to do, passing a federal law saying the states have no jurisdiction over themselves when it comes to reproductive activities. I mean, this is amazing that they're trying to come in and federally say that states can't restrict or legalize abortion.
Yeah, and in Missouri, we don't do certain things because that's not how people want it in Missouri. And basically, in one nutshell, the federal government is trying to treat the states like we are nothing but an administrative branch of what they are doing. And they've done it to us on health care. They've done it to us on education. This is not the first time. But this is the time that penetrated down to the grassroots level where people could actually see a direct effect. Nobody was sensitized to how egregious this was because the overstepping usually was accompanied by money. And it's easy for people when they're getting federal money to say, oh, well, then I guess their encroachment isn't that bad. But there's an old expression, if you want to get out of the rat race, you have to let go of the cheese.
Well, I mean, plus people think it's free money. They take our state money and send on average, what, 30-something percent back to us. So it's disgusting. But then on average, states end up actually putting about 70-plus percent into services. So we need to do what the founder said. State of the Representative Cynthia Davis from Missouri, we'd like to talk more about your particular legislation in Missouri that reaffirms the 10th Amendment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store. Storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
I'm going to get into the incredible psyop as they keep trying to compare Obama to mythical people like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I mean, this is a psyop. We're going to break it down. Also, I'll go over the 21 states claiming sovereignty. They're declaring it. We're going to go over this a little bit later. Right now, let's go back to our guest, Representative Cynthia Davis of Missouri. This is H.R. 212, House Resolution, and again, there's H.C.R. 13, a separate one that's broader, declaring 10th Amendment rights across the board. But as she said, this does it as well. Please continue with other points that you'd like to make.
Oh, well, you know what? This whole problem started when our public schools quit teaching the Constitution. But a lot of people, I'm sure on your show you're familiar with the 10th Amendment, which is beautifully written and was part of the original 10 amendments. But a lot of people don't go into where the Constitution actually came from, the Declaration of Independence. And in the Declaration, it's so beautifully written and explains reasons why the states should have rights. It was assumed from the very beginning that we were a collection of states. The federal government had the least amount of power and the states had much more power. I'm sure I'm telling you stuff you already know, but even in the Declaration, it says these United Colonies are of right, ought to be free and independent states. And it goes on to say...
Even as British colonies, they still separately can make their own laws and have their own systems, and were very diverse. Some were more Catholic, some were more Protestant, some were freewheeling like New York, basically a pirate base. Let me just read the Tenth Amendment for folks. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited to it by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Go ahead.
And there's no constitutional authority for national government to do anything with education or health care. And yet, if you listen to what all the folks in Washington, D.C. have to tell you about, 90% of it boils down to education and health care. So if we could strip that out of their jurisdiction, they wouldn't probably have anything to do.
Well, I mean, you notice how they're positioning Obama, saying he is like Lincoln. He will bring federal control. He will unify us. But, I mean, we're not freeing slaves here. There's not a war going on. But, I mean, he keeps saying he's basically taking the states over. This is creepy.
And I, frankly, I'm one of those who would have liked us to free the slaves without having to shoot all those people.
Actually wasn't about that on record, Lincoln. I can pull up Lincoln quotes. Like, I think I'll do that today. He actually did it over who would control Western expansion.
Right, and frankly, England was able to free their state, their slaves, without having to go to war. So, I mean, bottom line is you got to look at where we came from. And when you've got a generation of people growing up who know nothing about their history, all they learn is what they've observed, and that is federal government doing more and more and more. And you've got these states here who are left to try and stand up on their own without much to a very big bully. I'm proud of all the states that are filing these. I don't know how much we can shake our fist at the federal government and say, get your hands off our grubby laws, your grubby hands off our good laws. But here's the point. If we don't start somewhere, we're going to lose the whole country.
Well, exactly, because once you have a highly centralized federal government, it can sign treaties and deals to sell out sovereignty to a larger system, which has happened. That's what globalism is.
And what makes those people in Washington, D.C. think that they know more about how to educate our children and how to do health care than we do? We're the ones who are closer to the people. I mean, let them take care of defending our borders. I'm proud of them for trying to do that in the small capacity they are. But look at what we're doing today and ask the bigger question of what do we need to do to get it back the way it ought to be?
Well, absolutely. But you know, it is the federal government is to issue and coin the money. It is to defend the borders, and it is to protect the people's liberties. But take the 17th Amendment. We got it at the same time we got the income tax, right when we got the Federal Reserve Act, the foreign banks that the presidents before had fought. That had always been the major issue in every election. Previous to that, they were able to take the senators from the states. Before, we elect the legislators. We elect people like Representative Cynthia Davis at the Missouri legislature, and then they would vote for the U.S. senator and send him or her, and then he would be a creature of the state, so that you had state control over the federal government. But notice how they removed that. More and more, this is developing.
Well, let me talk to you about that for a minute, because I do have an opinion. I am a representative of a district, and I would have, you know, when you let the states elect the senators, you're going to get more responsiveness. And there are two times, on two occasions, that I have had my U.S. senator write me an email telling me about something. And I was so excited to hear that she would write me, and I felt special. It was addressed Representative Davis, so somebody took the time to even put my name. It was not a broadcast email to the whole state. It was just to me. And I clicked the reply button and sent her back my thoughts on this very important issue. And within minutes, my computer screen said, undeliverable. Do you know how that makes me feel? If I were in charge of selecting my U.S. senator, I bet you she'd return my phone calls.
Absolutely. Well, they are bought and paid for by offshore banks and corporations. They are engaging in crimes against the Constitution and the people. And I just want folks, we have a lot of listeners in Missouri, great people up there, the Show Me State. I hope that, and that's where we're having different people on from all the different states that are doing this, this week and next week and continuing, just hammering this issue. They had me on Coast to Coast AM last night about it. They're going to have me on the next few weeks for 3 hours on the subject to 16 million people.
And one more thing I'll add, though, with your point. You know what? I worked really hard to get elected, and it meant I had to meet my people and find out what they needed in me. We have seen this country go to the highest bidder. And even though what happened in Illinois with their governor sounded scandalous to many people, that is so typical. I'm sure that the governor of Illinois has no idea that he did anything wrong because he's so surrounded by people who do that. And the way politics works, people have cynically resolved themselves to whichever candidate has the most money is likely to win the race. Not the one who's most in touch with the people, not the smartest one, not the one best able to govern. And the money has gone so far that good, honest people who don't have a lot of money just don't have much of a chance of going to Washington.
Well, it's more than even that. What they do is they look at who's the prettiest, who has the best tie, who has the best dress, the best suit, who's the most handsome, and who the establishment media says is the best person. When the establishment media, again, is owned predominantly by offshore corporations and the military industrial complex. And so the people like to vote for who they think the winner is, so they'll feel like they're a winner. They'll associate their personal power with George Bush or with Barack Obama, when really those people are just pitchmen as part of a larger corporate ad campaign. Well, I hope folks will, what do they do, call other members of the state legislature in the House and tell them to pass H.R. 212?
Well, H.R. 212 is a step in the right direction. I think we have to look at the overall philosophy. We need to find each other, and your radio program is a big part of that, helping people realize, well, number one, we're educating people as to what our rights are. There's a steep learning curve in this country, and it really is sad that I felt like we lost the election when we wound up with John McCain, because he didn't have what it took to bring us back to our roots and our philosophy and the principles that made this a strong nation.
It was like a Don King boxing match where you know the one guy's not a good boxer, you know he's going to lose, it's a stage deal, and then people just stop watching boxing. But we can't just walk away from this. This is our country.
Yeah, and we'll only get it back if we become informed, get involved, and support good people who are knowledgeable enough to know. And that's the point. The ones winning the elections are the ones with the most money. They need to know, you know, the people who really know how to run the country are usually too busy cutting hair and driving trucks.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to try to support H.R. 212 in Missouri. We're going to try to support the other pieces of legislation like H.C.R. 13, also in your fine state. And how do people find you or get in contact with you if they want to give you support?
Thank you. I've got a website. It's CynthiaDavis.net.
And, CynthiaDavis.net.
CynthiaDavis.net. That's my website. And that's probably the easiest way. And I also, or you can write straight to my Capitol email, which is my name again, cynthia.davis@house.mo.gov. But if you go to my website, then you get to read some of the other articles that I've written on similar topics.
All right.
And I've got the copy of the resolution 212 on my website, which is, again, cynthiadavis.net.
Well, that's super. And as this develops, we will follow it, and I hope you get it passed. Take care.
It's okay. Thanks so much, and feel good about it. You know what? You're part of the solution.
I know. We don't have a choice. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you joining us. Absolutely. And so there are 21 states, and this is a few days old. I'm going to go over this list, so it's probably more. And then we're going to get into some other news and take your phone calls next hour. You know, I've actually read books on Abraham Lincoln. I've actually researched his quotes. I actually know who he was. Abraham Lincoln was a Luciferian. Abraham Lincoln. I mean, this is mainline news. I mean, you can Google. I mean, there are like best-selling New York Times history books with the quotes and the witnesses and the. I mean, he did all sorts of weird occultic rituals. He did seances. He communicated with the dead. His wife was completely into stuff. And all I hear is this worship of Abraham Lincoln. Now, let's get it clear, though. I'm not saying the South was right either. See, people always think it's black or white with these global issues or these international issues or these complex issues. Abraham Lincoln was a very complex person, and he did things that the British Empire didn't like, and they clearly had him killed. And he did issue U.S. notes to pay for the war when the Rothschilds wanted him to go into 25-30% interest with them. And then when he wouldn't do it, they sided with the South. And the South got set up. I'm against Reconstruction. I had ancestors killed in the South. I mean, it's on tombstones in Tigue, Texas, you know, murdered by federal troops during Reconstruction. In Tigue, Texas, we had a hotel by the rail station. They burned it and killed everybody. Robbing and looting. But that's the nature of war. That's what goes on. That's what happens. The fact is the British funded in the 1830s the South breaking away from the Union, but because Andrew Jackson was from the South, from South Carolina, but then lived in Tennessee and was famous for the Indian Wars in Tennessee and surrounding areas, and then the 1812 war with the British that he won as the general in New Orleans and other battles. He was such a hero that he went, told the South, you're being set up, this is a British plot, and they backed off. Over the North, you know, sucking off the South, putting tariffs on what the South could sell. Not a tariff of stuff coming in, tariff on things going out. And that's what it was really about. Who was going to control tariffs? Who was going to control Western expansion with the railroads? And Lincoln said that, and Lincoln said, the South just, you know, you can keep your slavery, but we're going to keep the taxes, and the North's going to control what you can and can't do. So let me just read you a quote from Abraham Lincoln. This is the Collected Works of Abraham Lincoln, and edited by Roy B. Bassler, Volume 5, Letter to Horace Greeley, August 22nd, 1862, page 388. And there's just hundreds of quotes and speeches. This is just one. My paramount object in this struggle is to save the Union, and is not either to save or destroy slavery. I'll read that again to you. My paramount object in this struggle is to save the Union, and is not either to save or destroy slavery. If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing all the slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would do that also. What I do about slavery and the colored race, I do because I believe it helps to save the Union. And what I forbear because I do not believe it would help save the Union. I shall do less whenever I shall believe that I am doing hurts the cause, and I shall do more whenever I shall believe doing more will help the cause. And it goes on and on. The war was not about slavery, but abolitionists, who were 2% of the population in 1800, by the 1860s were the majority of the North and a large percentage of the South, so they were the popular support, and they took over a lot of the war and made that an issue, and Lincoln did do that, and that was a good thing. But slavery was already on its way out. The human beings that were in bondage were rebelling. They were running away. Only 2% of the population or less in the South had slaves. Slaves were actually used to drive down wages of poor whites and sharecroppers. Folks, you know, I had some ancestors that came over as Puritans on the Mayflower, but I had even more, because we've done our genealogy, who were slaves, white slaves. A lot of my ancestors were indentured servants. And how this worked is you'd sign on for 5, 7, 10, 14 years to pay for your passage over. You'd be, you know, some poor, starving family in the streets of London or the streets of places in Ireland. and Belfast, and they would say, get on the ship, sign this contract. You will be fed what they say. You will live where they say. You will be put in irons. You will be whipped. You will be flayed. You will be put in stocks. That's where you put your head and arms in the thing, and they lock you. It's a form of torture because you're hanging there for days, excruciating. And this went on from the, you know, for hundreds of years. And you would be brought over. See, that's why the Constitution says no indentured servitude. See, they finally outlawed that, but see, it continued. So sharecroppers lived in a little shack, and they would go buy stuff from the company store that was owned by the landowner, and they never got out of debt. So even though after the, you know, 7, 8, 10, 15 years, whatever their indentured servitude was, they never got out of it because of the contract, and they were slaves.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
So the sharecropping form of slavery, the debtor prison form of slavery, is what the globalists want. Where you think you're free, but you're a slave to debt, a slave to their control. And so many of my ancestors were indentured servants, poor people from Germany, Ireland, England. I mean, do you know the main armies the revolutionary fighters fought were German slaves? But they were actual total slaves. The Hessian German slaves out of Prussia and other areas, that war enclave where their whole business, where they invented kindergarten to brainwash the children to be unthinking. That's where public school was invented. And you can read the Prussian educators and generals 250 years ago saying we've got to invent systems to have subservient killers who will just follow orders. And you saw the result of kindergarten with the Nazis. They'd go home, rock the baby to sleep, and, you know, never steal a dime from anybody. Completely moral in every respect, but they would follow orders and line children up and blow their heads off. But then go home and kiss their baby at night. And they'd pay every dime of their taxes, and they'd work 15, 16, 18, 20 hours a day. I mean, just legendary work ethic. But if they were told by authority, you kill everybody in the town, Heil Hitler! Now, that has all been engineered into the American people, and that's why we got cops that'll do whatever they're told. And so you had German slaves, Hessians. In fact, I think I should Google Hessians and bring up the encyclopedia on Hessian mercenaries. They were war slaves. That's who George Washington beat at Trenton. Now, something happened. A lot of the Germans ran away. Once they got here and saw how the colonists were living, once they saw the fruit trees and the happy people and the big German communities, that was one of the little secrets that helped beat the British, was so many of their Hessians would desert. Many of them joined the revolutionary cause because they were told that Americans were brutal, that they were evil, they were criminal, and they were brainwashed on the ships on the way over here. So that's the fact, ladies and gentlemen. So see, they only tell you about black slavery. There was white slavery in the United States, but it was called indentured servitude, but you never got out of it. Folks, we have old family land in East Texas we got as a Mexican land grant. It was called Spanish, but Mexican land grant in 1829. There are families that have been there as long as ours, but they are sharecroppers on a ranch a few miles down the road, and they have been there generation after generation after generation, living in their little shack houses, working round the clock for some wealthy coal mine owning family. They're sharecroppers. And they have nothing. All they can do is run off to the city. That's all people have, run off to the city. So you're hearing all this Abraham Lincoln baloney. You just heard him say he'd do whatever he could, that it wasn't about freeing slaves, it was about preserving the Union. But what they're doing right now is they are transposing over Lincoln and over George Washington, mainly Lincoln. I'm just watching CNN during the break. And they were literally transposed Lincoln's face over Obama's and said, he is Lincoln, he is Lincoln, he is Lincoln, he will preserve the Union. When in truth, they're destroying the Union, bringing in the New World Order, the very bankers that Lincoln fought, and the very bankers that set up the South. And it would have happened earlier, but old Hickory saw right through them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.